presented by the Treaty One Developing Corporation. This is the Treaty One Nation podcast. You're listening to episode one called Bindigang, and I'm your host, Taylor, coming straight from Treaty One territory. Buju Tansi to all my relatives of the Treaty One Nation, and of course to our distant relatives from all other treaty and sovereign nations across Canada. Welcome to the Treaty One Nation podcast, presented by the T1DC, which is the Treaty One Development Corporation, and I'll refer to it as that throughout the show and through future episodes as well. This is episode one, Pejik, titled Bindigang, which is an opportunity that I would like to take to introduce you to who we are, what we do, and a little bit about our vision and our future goals. But first and foremost, let's get to know each other a little bit more, feel each other out a little bit. So, Buju, Ojoa, Mashkade, Bijike, Indijnikaz, Gingundo Dem. My spirit name is Brown Buffalo. I come from the Fish Clan, and I call Broken Head Ojibwe Nation here in Treaty One territory my home community. It's where my roots are. It's where my ancestors are, my grandmothers, my grandfathers, and all of that. I'm an auntie and a daughter to a wonderful family. No children of my own. Not yet, I don't think. I'm also a post-secondary student at the University of Manitoba studying the environment and wildlife. So I hope to continue that work that I'm doing now as a land-based educator and put that to helping my community strive environmentally and culturally as well. So that's just a bit about myself for now. And it's such an honor. It is a huge honor to be able to collaborate with T1DC on this fabulous project. So, miigwech for this opportunity to everyone at the Treaty One Development Corporation. Before we get started on the nuts and bolts, the nitty gritty of everything that's going on here, I'd like to just take a step back in time for just a little bit and have a brief history on Treaty One. Now, you can always visit the website treaty1.ca for all of this information that I'm about to share with you. But I think it's important that we reiterate it and talk about it in order to get to know where we come from as a nation. And as well, whether it's a refresher or perhaps this is new information to you, I think it's best that we share these stories together. So we're going to begin with the peace treaty that happened long before Treaty Number 1 was signed. So the Indigenous peoples here of Turtle Island, North America, were entering into peace treaties with each other for reasons of trade, use of territory, and mutual aid. They were solidified through processes of gift-giving, pipe ceremony, and feasts, and all of that. And then, on August 3rd, 1871, so almost 150 years ago, almost, Treaty One was signed at Lower Fort Garry, which is just southwest of Selkirk, Manitoba, between the Anishinaabe of southern Manitoba and the British Crown. More than 100 years after that treaty was signed, there was the Treaty Land Entitlement. Again, you can find all this information on treaty1.ca. I'm kind of just reading it so we can just kind of get a better understanding of what's going on and where we're going to be going in the future here. So the Treaty Land Entitlement, the framework agreement was signed between the Treaty Land Entitlement Committee, Canada, and Manitoba. This agreement sought to resolve the outstanding debt of land owed to First Nations in Manitoba. Through this entitlement, First Nations were able to select available Crown land and use funds to buy private land or both. So sometimes when you're driving around, you can see like just pieces or just lots of land, and then there'd be like a First Nation sign there that it says this is Broken Head Ojibwe land or such as that. So that's where that comes from. And then in 2007, there was the duty to consult. So the Department of National Defense received approval from the government of Canada to sell the property to the Canada Lands Company. In response to this, Treaty One First Nation members mounted a legal challenge, arguing that Canada failed to consult and accommodate the First Nations before selling the land. And then between September 2009 to August 2015, following a series of federal court and court of appeal decisions, the federal court of appeal ruled that Canada failed to properly consult with First Nations before the sale of Kapyong Barracks. And in case maybe you know, or maybe you do not know exactly the history or what Kapyong Barracks is, right now, we're just going to take this time to just, you know, have some tea and have some bannock and just kind of talk about where we come from and all that. The next episode, we'll really talk more about Kapyong Barracks and all of that as well. So have no fear. We will get there. But to continue on with the history, July 2018, which actually wasn't even that long ago when you think about it, it's what, 2 and a bit years ago? Treaty One Development Corporation, us right here, T1DC, was established. And then August 30th of last year, 2019, the Comprehensive Settlement Agreement was made as a result of the Federal Court of Appeal ruling Treaty One First Nations were able to obtain the land, eventually signing the Comprehensive Settlement Agreement with Canada. So that's just a little bit of history of Treaty One, how it came to be, and how T1DC came to be. So again, just to let you know, you can always find this information on treatyone.ca. So now, let's get down to business, huh? Some people may know a lot about what we're doing here, and some people may not, which is why some background information, I believe, is very important. So the Treaty One Development Corporation was registered back in July 12, 2018, as said. Directors of the corporation are the chiefs of the 7 First Nations signatory to Treaty One. Now, these are in no specific order, nor do they begin with the greatest or anything. My own bias, of course, with my own community. But no. We will not do that here. These are in alphabetical order. Broken Head Ojibwe Nation, Long Plain First Nation, Peguis First Nation, Roseau River Anishinaabe First Nation, Saguin First Nation, Sandy Bay First Nation, and Swan Lake First Nation are those signatories that are a part of Treaty One. Big round of applause for all of the communities that we just listed. You are all fabulous. The mission of what we are trying to do here at the T1DC is to advance the economic and social well-being of the citizens of Treaty One. And how we plan to do this is to establish Treaty One as an independent First Nations government that is supported by a strong governance model and a sustainable fiscal strategy that rests on the development and long-term growth of the former Kapyong and other lands, enabling us to accomplish our mission of advancing the economic and social well-being of the citizens of our 7 member First Nations. So as you can see, T1DC is dedicated to helping the First Nations, along with its community members represented by the 7 signatories that we had just mentioned, throughout the Treaty One area. Some ways that this is happening is, of course, with the development of the former Kapyong Barracks, which is located in Winnipeg, Manitoba. We've mentioned this already like 4 or 5 times in this episode, and we're going to talk about it a lot more in episode 2, to episode niche, where we're going to really dive in to the strategic planning and future plans of Camp Young, how you can get involved, how you can learn more, the newsletter, future plans, all of that is going to be in the next episode. Follow T1DC on Facebook or check out the website regularly for details on when the next episode is going to be released. And then we can learn about everything together. I'm actually kind of excited to find out if they're going to change the name of it and what that might be. That's kind of the piece of information that I'm a little giddy about. So that's pretty cool. At this time, though, I would like to acknowledge that it is November, and I would like to take this time to recognize Indigenous Veterans Day and to those Indigenous warriors, guardians, and soldiers who fought and kept us protected. I'm going to take a brief moment of silence, and I hope that you join me to remember and thank each and every one of them. So a brief moment of silence, and then we will continue on. Miigwech to all of our Indigenous veterans across Canada and across Turtle Island who have risked themselves and have gone through so much traumatic stuff for us to be here, to sit here and do these types of things, to have these types of conversations, to fight the fights that we fight every single day. We say Miigwech to each and every one of them. So I think this is a pretty good point where we can end our first episode Pejik Bindigang of the Treaty One Nation podcast. You kind of got to know a bit about the history of Treaty One, a little bit about the history of the T1DC. So I think this is a good point to stop at until episode 2, which we will really get into about Camp Young Barracks and where we're going to go with that. So you can visit treaty1d.ca for more information or to contact us. Of course, all the contact information is on the website as well. If there's anything that you would like to know or anything you would like us to focus on in the episodes of the upcoming podcast show, which is very exciting. I'm very excited. Miigwech to T1DC, Treaty One residents, and to you for tuning in. My name is Taylor, and it's been a pleasure. Ekozi, Miigwech, and Marcy.